Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now to the unlikely success story of best friends Beck and Bridge. In less than 10 years, they've gone from customising friends' jeans to building one of Australia's best-known fashion labels called Beck and Bridge. It's a great story of unlikely success. Why? Because they never went looking for it. They never dreamt of being the top designers that they've become. Quite simply, their passion, their talent and creative flair caught the eye of a few key people, and today their brand is at the top of the Australian fashion industry. Beck and Bridge is a label worn by some of the world's biggest celebrities at home and overseas. But the women behind it all remain humble. Co-owner and designer Bridget Yorston says, "Fashion is fashion. It's not about saving lives. See it for what it is and keep it in perspective." Bridget is a wife, mother to George and Tommy, aged 2 and 1, and she's living for something much bigger than fashion. She's living for God. She's very kindly taken time out of her busy schedule and joins us now on Open House. Bridget, welcome.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you in and meet you. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You and Beck were very close friends at uni. Tell me what you were aiming at. At that stage, in 10 years, where did you think you might be?
Yeah, we actually met while we were studying. So we met on our first day of university back in 2000, and we just hit it off as the best of friends. We were spending every day together. We were very passionate about what we were studying. We absolutely loved it at the time. We started just doing things for friends. So we had a couple of guy friends approach us and they said, "Oh, can you fix up these old jeans of ours? We really want to put new life into them so we can keep wearing them for a few more years." And so Beck and I took on the challenge and we just did whatever we wanted to them. We started stitching and spraying and we printed our names all over them and we just went to town. It was a bit of a craft project, but at the time it was quite cool.
But it was only a craft project, wasn't it?
It really was just us experimenting and doing whatever we pleased. We hadn't really been aiming towards anywhere. We were in our first or second year of study. As far as we were concerned, we still had a few more years to go. We didn't have any big plans or aspirations to start a brand. We were just always known as Beck and Bridge at uni because we were always together. And I guess that's how the name was born.
In terms of your own personal ambitions, without this, say project 10 years ahead from that uni, where would you have thought you might be
today? I honestly wasn't sure. I knew I wanted to work in fashion at that point. I have always been interested in fashion since I was a very young girl. My mum said I used to, when I was the age of 3 and 4, I would always notice what people were wearing and she was always quite astounded by it.
I'm feeling nervous now.
Yeah. So I think I've always had a very keen interest in fashion. I think I might have seen myself going more into magazine or into the journalism side of things. I've quite enjoy writing. But I really wasn't sure and I thought I had a few years to still decide and see where I'd end up.
But it took off pretty quickly, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, we were very surprised, I guess. We had people lining up to get their jeans revamped and we sort of thought, oh, well, we started charging, you know, $50 for a jean revamp. And then it wasn't until not long after that a store approached us and asked us and put in an order for these jeans. And we thought, oh, hang on a minute. We've got to register our names. We've got to become a bit more professional about this. So we started investigating denim suppliers and getting jeans made. And that's kind of how it started. We had this order for 120 pairs of jeans. So off we went.
So it was organic. There was no plan.
There really
wasn't
a plan.
Like, let's set up a business together.
Absolutely not. And neither of us come from business families. Both our dads are doctors. We honestly were blind going into and had absolutely no idea what we were doing.
Then Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week asks you to exhibit in 2004. What was that like?
Oh, that was a huge thrill at the time. We had just finished our studies at UTS and it was we'd won a business award through Australian Business Limited. We'd won a sum of money and some support from them to keep going with our label, which we'd sort of started. And that was when we got the call up from Fashion Week to show in the New Generation shows, which is, you know, new designers, emerging designers. And that was so exciting for us at the time. Honestly, we just thought we'd made it at that point, you know, getting to show at Fashion Week.
Big time.
Yeah, that was an exciting step for us.
Why do you think this was happening? Have you ever thought about that?
I still ask myself that question today. Yes. still say, why me? Why has this happened to me? And what does God want me to do with it? And why has he positioned me in this position?
So he's been part of it.
Absolutely.
Or central to it.
Oh, absolutely. For me, very much so. I mean, I honestly, I cannot see myself having done this on my own strength at all.
How do you know that he's involved in it?
It does help to be able to look back and see and reflect on, you know, times when he's obviously sustained and provided. And I mean, even just in my partnership with Beck, Beck's actually Jewish, so we come from very different faiths, and just to see how God has, you know, worked in that relationship that we have with each other. We're such close friends. That friendship has just been maintained over the years. I think it's quite phenomenal that we've been able to maintain that friendship, and I definitely see God's hand in that.
What have you learned about the character of God, how he operates, who he is?
He's very gracious. He's very patient with me. And I think he does things in his time. And I also, he definitely does things in his time, but I firmly believe that there's a reason why it didn't happen overnight for us. It has definitely been a steady process. And I think he knew what we could handle in terms of, you know, if we'd had overnight success, well, I don't know where that would have landed me up when I was 23 years old. I'm thankful for his wisdom.
Yes, he also often pushes us to limits.
Yes.
Which then, in the best of all possible worlds, turn us back to him in a greater sense of dependence.
Absolutely.
Because I sure can't do it.
Yeah, completely. I think another thing is there are so many talented people out there, talented people that are wanting to become fashion designers and are just giving it their absolute everything. I sometimes think, oh my goodness, we've been so fortunate. We've had so many fortunate breaks and opportunities. And even just circumstantially, like Beck and I come from very similar upbringings. We've got a, you know, similar value system. There's so many reasons why this has just worked. And I think, I mean, of course, we've worked extremely, extremely hard as well.
Have.
Yeah, I just think I totally can see how it's in God's grace that we're where we are.
You can have a nice, secure and certain faith, but the journey can still be scary.
Absolutely.
She's got a look of very fierce determination.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know that.
It is a scary ride. And there, for many years there, we were living off just about nothing while all our friends were jetting off overseas on these fantastic holidays and enjoying themselves. We were both living off $140 a week and a tin of tuna for lunch and that sort of thing. So we definitely did the hard yards back in the day. There's definitely been challenges, and there have been times when there's been pressure on our working relationship and on our friendship, and, you know, and then also the challenges of bringing on staff and just the growth and managing that well has been challenging.
Your label and your fashion is so well known. How would you describe its distinctiveness from the rest of the industry? It's such a large and diverse industry.
I think we've got a very good understanding of our girl and the Beckenbridge girl and her situation, her financial situation, what she likes to do, who that girl is. And I think we're able to really consider that when we're designing for her. We know her interests and her likes and her passions. That definitely didn't happen straight away. That took a few years for us to work out and to consolidate.
You've worked that out? Did you research it?
Again, it happened organically, and it was something that it did take time. It took a few years, really, for us to work out exactly who that was. And I think knowing that really helps to keep the brand on track. Yeah, once you have that sorted out, it can make everything else a whole lot easier. I think also what's different about our brand is that we position ourselves as a desirable brand for our customer. We put a lot of time and effort into managing our brand as a brand and making it something desirable, but keeping the prices accessible. So we understand that our girl, our uni student, doesn't have huge amounts of disposable income to throw around. So we try and make sure they're getting value for money in everything that they're getting from Beck and Bridge.
So paint us a bit more of a picture of your girl. So we know she's in uni.
Yeah. Our target market's the core market's between 18 and 25, but it definitely goes up to 35 and it starts at younger than that. Our girl she's quite free-spirited and she likes to have fun. She enjoys fashion. She wants to experiment with fashion, but she also likes to be able to know that she doesn't have to spend a fortune to get a good piece.
Well, it sure worked. Your designs are stocked in David Jones. You've got 40 US stockists, celebrities wearing your clothes. Is there one really special moment in all this ride that stands out among many for you?
I'd say our entry into the US market has been really exciting for us. That's quite a recent thing. It's only been in the last 3 years. And to know that your product is appreciated beyond the shores of Australia is just fantastic. It's been so exciting to have the celebrities overseas wearing the product, wanting to wear the product, and also having department stores over in the US that are excited about the brand and really want to support the brand and can see value in it. So that's been huge for us.
How have you been able to be kind of in the industry, the fashion industry, and not of it? Are there ways that you've thought through that?
I have actually, and I think, again, that's been God's grace to me. I'm very fortunate that I have my own company and I'm able to manage that myself. I'm not having to work under somebody else's management.
You set the culture.
I set the culture and the tone, and for Becky and I, office culture and how we manage our staff is just so important to us, and we really, really value our team that we have. They are the backbone of the brand and we honestly couldn't do it without them. And in our opinions, it's so important to look after your staff and to see them and treat them as people and as valuable individuals and try and understand exactly what's going on in their lives as well and help them to feel like they're growing as people and progressing in their careers.
There are lots of businesses, especially in the fashion industry, that are not like that. Why do you think you're so distinctive in having what I think is a brilliant management philosophy? And it's no surprise it's reached the success that it has.
I think at the end of the day, it's about people. It's about people's souls. It's about individuals. And who Beck and I to think that what we're doing is so important. And really, you know, we can't expect that everyone is going to want to work hard for us just for our success and for our well-being, you know. Like, of course, it's all part of the journey for them as well. And we've got to appreciate that it's not their business. And so at the end of the day, they shouldn't have to feel like they're working long hours and being driven into the ground and completely being used and abused, when really it's not about that.
In an industry of such careering change, almost by the week, do you ever wonder how long this will last?
I do. I do. Again, I have great peace in knowing that it's not all in my hands and that God's in control of that. And yeah, I mean, it is a very fickle industry, and every day I'm hearing of, you know, amazingly talented Australian designers and brands out there that are really struggling. And these aren't overnight success brands. These are brands that have been established for many, many years. So we're very fortunate for where we are at the moment, but also knowing that God can take it away at any time, any given time.
How would you feel then?
Oh, I'd be devastated. I would be, but being able to trust that he has a plan is really comforting.
How grounded do your kids make you?
Very.
It's no surprise.
Particularly the ages they are at the moment. There's that stark contrast, you know, where I might be out at an event and then come home to toilet training and food thrown at me. And
Who am I?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It can be confusing at times, but it's a really good reminder. And yeah, they certainly keep me grounded.
Bridget Yorston, it's been such a pleasure meeting you and hearing your story. I'm so glad you've joined us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.